My favorite segment of the week is our Hero of the Week, a chance to meet real-life heroes on Hot Talk and make sure you remember that the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, whether it's Iraq, whether it's Afghanistan, or around the globe, are filled with heroes. And our guest today is Army Special Forces Major Jason, a Marine. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You are a part of an amazing story that goes back to mid-November of 2001. It's a little more than a month after 9/11. You're in Afghanistan with a special forces team that had joined up with some Afghan freedom fighters to help rout out the Taliban and help stabilize the country. Bring us back to an effort that you were part of there that I understand included Hamid Karzai, the now president of Afghanistan.
Right. In November 2001, my team was given the mission of linking up with an Afghan statesman that we didn't know a great deal about, and our job was to get to know him and figure out how we could help each other. Our goal was to start an insurgency within the Pashtun tribal belt where the Taliban movement actually began, and so ODA 574, my detachment, infiltrated southern Afghanistan and started an insurgency working with Hamid Karzai to try to destabilize the Taliban.
Now, I understand this, the city that you entered, or the town, was a place called Terran Kot, and that's actually, for those that have followed this closely, the place where the Taliban first began their rise to power. So this was the hub of Taliban's power in Afghanistan, right?
Right. Our goal was to just start any kind of a insurgency. We wanted to raise a force of several hundred men, lay siege to Terran Kot, and then from there we'd make our way south and seize Kandahar, but the beginnings were slow. I infiltrated with the 9 men of my detachment, and Karzai himself only had about 30 men initially, and then from there we had to build a movement in order to, you know, seize Uruzgan and southern Afghanistan.
You know, it's amazing when you think about that. At the time, Hamid Karzai, as you say, a freedom fighter, part of this small group at the time of Afghan fighters, goes on to become president, and you know, not too many political leaders out there today that themselves have been part of combat, but here is this guy putting his life on the line to join up with our own U.S. Special Forces and go get the job done and rout out the Taliban. That's pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
One of the things we really respected about him was he had no military background. He wasn't a warlord at all. I mean, he truly was a statesman. He'd been working as an activist really since the Soviets had pulled out of Afghanistan to try to bring about positive change in the country. And I mean, so when he went in with us and we began this campaign, I mean, he really was putting his life on the line, and it took a lot of trust, us in him and him in us, for us to make it happen.
So tell us about what happened once you got there and established a base of operations there in Terran Kot. I mean, ultimately, did the Taliban take you on?
Well, the hardest thing was to convince Karzai that we needed to raise an army. Our goal was to seize Terran Kot initially, and in the words of Karzai, we'd be ripping out the heart of the Taliban movement, because that's where the Taliban movement began. And we infiltrated on November 14th, and within 72 hours we're fighting for our lives trying to take Terran Kot in a fairly big pitched battle. Hundreds of Taliban coming after our force of 9 guys on my team and the villagers who are trying to hold out the town. But at the end of a morning of fighting, we ended up routing the Taliban and holding on to Terran Kot, and that would be one of the most important victories we achieved in the South.
And I understand, by the way, that took some serious combat to ultimately be able to declare victory there, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Navy was amazing that day. F-14s, F-18s, just bombing everything in sight, and finally when they were out of bombs, when they saw just how desperate things were for us, they're dropping a strafe, which took a lot of courage at that point because of the air defense threat. It was a rough morning. I mean, there were a lot of points at which we thought we're going to have to pull out of town, grab Karzai, and try our best to escape with our lives, but in the end, we held on to the town and we defeated them.
Some people may be familiar with a video game known as America's Army. It's actually one that is endorsed by the U.S. Army. You are one of the faces that were included in America's Army video game because of your heroic actions and your courage under fire, which also, by the way, we should let our listeners know, led to our guest being awarded the Bronze Star with Valor and also the Purple Heart, because he, along with several other of his fellow Special Forces soldiers, three, in fact, were injured. Actually, three were killed. Several were wounded in a bomb attack that took place several weeks after this incident on December 5th. So Wanted to make sure we acknowledge that fans of the America's Army video game may know that your heroism was the reason you landed as part of that game, right?
The America's Army game has been a lot of fun for a lot of us because we really believed in it. I've been working as a subject matter expert and technical advisor for several years now on the game, and our goal was to make it as realistic and immersive as possible so we could show the public what we do for a living. I mean, it's still a game, it's still fun, but we also wanted to make it something where when people are actually in there and moving around and seeing the different scenarios recreated, that they might get some idea of what we do out there.
Well, Jason, thank you for your service. Thank you for sharing the story of it today, and your heroic actions and courage under fire are one of the reasons we're so proud of the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, and want to spend a little bit of time, at least in our week, each week, to recognize your heroism and that of your fellow men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Thanks so much for your service, and thanks for sharing the story today with us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Army Special Forces Major Jason Amerine, our guest today on WDAY's Hot Talk, our Hero of the Week. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.